No. Wall funding.
Fox's John Decker at the White House. Red flag gun legislation advances in Colorado that would allow the temporary seizure of guns from people deemed by a court to be a danger to themselves or others. Dwayne Thompson's a gun owner at the state capitol opposing the bill.
It's an overreach and not necessary.
Alec Garnett's a state rep, a Democrat.
If this was challenged, I am very confident that it would uphold.
As it has in other states, he says. This is Fox News.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network is brought to you by Montgomery Subaru. The experience you want from a dealer is at Montgomery Subaru. 3000 Eastern Boulevard or on the web at MontgomerySubaru.com.
Montgomery Subaru. Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. Patchy, dense fog once again will be a problem this morning, so take it easy on that morning commute. Otherwise, look for a very warm day today with a few sun breaks, otherwise mostly cloudy, with a high temperature in the lower 80s today. There'll be some widely scattered thunderstorms popping up later on today and tonight. Tonight's low down to the mid-60s. Tomorrow, look for a slight chance of an afternoon shower or thunderstorm. Otherwise, a very warm day for February. If we get to 83 tomorrow, and I think there's a very good chance that will tie the record, then by late Saturday into Saturday evening and Saturday night, there could be some severe weather. We're going to be watching that situation carefully. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
River Region, are you worried about a loved one in a nursing home going broke? Or that you may outlive your retirement? Or just need tips on downsizing? Come to our Life and Legacy Series, February 21st and 28th. Call 649-4911. That's 649-4911.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Here's a look at today's headlines. Former Vice President Al Gore was in Lowndes County Thursday making a call for ecological justice across Alabama. He spoke at the Jackson Steel Community Center. He says soil, air, and water contaminated by some industries are causing health problems for poor people all over the country. Newly released crime data shows overall crime rates are going down in Greenville. Police Chief Justin LaVorne says crime is down 38% from 2017 to 2018. He says that decrease is because of community-based patrolling and updated officer training. And Republican South Alabama Congressman Bradley Byrne was in the capital city Thursday stumping for votes. He recently announced his campaign to unseat Democratic U.S. Senator Doug Jones. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
Hey guys, Baron Coleman here for my friends over at 4 Healthy Pets. 4 Healthy Pets is the River Region's home for healthy pet foods and supplies, and it's a refreshing alternative to that big box store experience. Instead, 4 Healthy Pets offers high-quality products that include premium kibbles and canned foods. 4 Healthy Pets strives to find products made and sourced right here in the USA. 4 Healthy Pets is located on the Atlanta Highway, just up the hill from Faulkner University, in the HealthWise Foods Shopping Center. If you have any questions, you can check them out online, 4HealthyPetsOnline.com. 4 Healthy Pets, 4 Healthy Pets.
Central Alabama weather is unlike any other. That's why you need Jones Brothers. Central Alabama has trusted Jones Brothers for over 70 years for all roofing needs. Whether the weather left you with a single repair or it's time for a new roof, Jones Brothers will make sure the work is done right and you have a roof you'll love for years to come. Wanting to change your existing shingle roof to a beautiful, durable metal roof? Jones Brothers can do it. Call today for a free estimate and visit jbroof.com. Call Jones Brothers. You'll be glad you did.
Looking for reliable business broadband services? Partner with WOW Business for fast, robust, and secure communication solutions. Whether you're a small, medium, or large company, WOW Business has bundled plans tailored to fit your needs. Get business internet for $34.99 a month when you add a phone line. WOW Business. We help you keep your business moving forward. Visit wowforbusiness.com and bundle to save. Offer for new customers, 2-year agreement required. Subject to change. Restrictions apply.
I always dreamed of a house full of kids, noisy, happy, and filled with laughter. A home where we connect as a family, one that connects us to the community. Well, thanks to Guardian Credit Union, we got a house. We got our connection. We've put down roots, and we are home.
Hey, Mom, don't take out my room.
Okay, I'm coming.
Connect family with a Guardian home loan. Apply online at myguardiancu.com. Federally insured by NCUA, Equal Housing Opportunity, NMLS number 912757.
It's time for news and views from 9 till noon. Montgomery's conversational radio show. To join the conversation, call 272-9228. It's News and Views from 9 till noon, only on News Talk 93.1 FM. Now, here's Baron and Jack.
It's Friday, gotta get down on Friday. Everybody's looking forward to the weekend, Friday, getting down on Friday. Everybody's looking forward to the weekend, partying, fun, looking forward to the weekend. Can't wait to have her driving on the highway.
Guys, welcome back in. Sorry about that little delay there. It's 7 minutes after 9 o'clock. One Jack Campbell sitting directly to my right. Carolyn's on the left, and she's here to take your phone calls. We got a big guest coming up at 11, Jack.
We do indeed.
Yes. Jack Campbell, Baron Coleman together Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on News Talk, 93.1 FM, WACV's News and Views. Takes a moment to transition the studio from the morning show to the mid-morning show. Getting ready for the mid-afternoon show, and then the afternoon show, and then the evening shows. So it you got to be patient with us in between shows. 8 minutes after 9 o'clock. Jack?
Yes, sir?
When is this Jesse Smollett stuff going to go away?
I don't know.
Let me tell you this. I was watching last night the National Basketball Association. The Association. And the halftime show is absolutely phenomenal. It's Kenny the Jet. It's Chuck, Sir Charles. It's Shaq, EJ, Ernie Johnson. It's a phenomenal halftime show. And the show in between the two games. They always have two games on. An East Coast game and a West Coast game. And Charles Barkley went bananas last night. I wish I had a clip of it. It was hilarious. Absolutely hilarious going after Jussie Smollett and saying, you know, if you're going to, he said, America. He looked at the camera. He said, apparently they made predictions early in the season on what things that weren't going to happen. And he said, which of these things on the wall did you think weren't going to happen? And Chuck said, I didn't think two black guys were going to beat up another black guy for money. And they all started laughing, and he was like, and you could tell Ernie Johnson was very uncomfortable with it, and Shaq couldn't control himself; he was laughing so hard. And then they came over and they sat down, and they tried to go on to the next topic. And Charles said, "Hold on, stop." And he looked at the camera, and goes, "America, if you're gonna commit a crime, use cash. Don't pay with a check." He said, "What's the ATM limit a day? $200, $500?" He goes, "Just go to the ATM limit every day for a week. Get out enough money." it was funny stuff. But they're still, I mean, these guys are sticking to it. They're not giving up their defense that Jussie Smollett is innocent, which is bananas, I think, at this point. I just didn't think this would be going on. This has been going on like 3 weeks.
I know.
It won't end. It won't die. You think it's fantastical. You think it's fantastical that who would stage their own fake hate crime? That's absolutely bogus. That's bananas. It's not bananas at all. I have a list here compiled. This is just 21 fake hate crimes since Trump took office, or since he won the election. Anti-Muslim hate crime in Michigan turns out to be a hoax. This was in November 2016. She claimed, as a Muslim woman claimed, a drunk 20-something man threatened to light her on fire if she didn't remove her hijab. Turned out to be a hoax. Bisexual student fakes Trump-inspired hate crime. This is November 2016. Taylor Volk. It's a cool name. Wish I was named Volk. That's a cool name. Oh, my phone's still on. Openly bisexual senior at North Park University claimed to be the target of hateful notes and emails following Trump's election in November 2016. Volk told NBC News, "I just want them to stop." But the "them" referenced by Volk turned out to be herself, as the whole thing was fabricated. Volk is a cool name, by the way. V-O-L-K. Like the Volkswagen.
So is hijab.
That's not a name. That's an article of clothing.
Oh.
Gas station racism that went viral in November 2016. White men supposedly robbed a Muslim woman of her hijab and wallet back in November 2016. A church organist supposedly vandalized his own church. This is all just November 2016. I mean, as soon as he got elected, everybody became a victim. Drunk white men attack Muslim woman. December 2016, that never happened. White guy sets his own car on fire, paints a racial slur on his own garage. Prankster tricks liberal journalist into spreading anti-Trump hoax. That's also December 2016. Not even sworn in yet, and all this stuff is happening. Student writes anti-Muslim graffiti on his own door. Israeli man behind anti-Semitic bomb threats in the U.S. They hoax at St. Olaf College. Isn't that where Rose was from?
Yeah.
St. Olaf?
St. Olaf.
Golden Girls?
Yeah.
Oh. Rose? She was from St. Olaf, Minnesota, wasn't she?
Yeah.
Staged protests and boycotted classes in May 2017 after racist notes targeting black students were found around campus, earning coverage of the national media outlets. Later turned out a black student was responsible for the racist notes. The student carried out the hoax in order to draw attention to concerns about the campus climate. Well, apparently there's nothing wrong with the campus climate. No one's out there doing crazy stuff. Crazy stuff. Fake hate at the Air Force Academy that went viral September 2017. Somebody found horrific racist notes that said, "Go home, N-word." The superintendent went viral with an impassioned speech denouncing the notes. 2 months later, they determined that one of the students targeted by the notes was actually the student responsible for writing them. Fake hate crime at Kansas State. Kansas State University filed a police report in November 2017 over racist graffiti left on his car that said, "Go home, N-word boy, and whites only." The student later admitted to writing the graffiti himself. Racist graffiti in November 2017 in a Missouri high school turned out to be a non-white student, and that's all they could comment on because of being a minor and all that. A waiter faked a note calling himself a terrorist. This is Khalil Cavill. This is in July 2018. In lieu of leaving a tip, Cavill supposedly got a receipt that said terrorist on it at the Salt Glass Steakhouse where he worked. Salt Grass. What the hell is Salt Grass?
Oh, it's a chain.
I wouldn't eat at a place called Salt Grass.
There's one in Birmingham.
Sounds gross.
It's pretty good.
Is it really?
For a chain, yeah.
Salt Grass? Initially banned the customers for life before their investigation revealed the waiter had indeed faked the racist note. Cavill later admitted, quote, "I did write it. I don't have an explanation. I made a mistake. There's no excuse for what I did." Waitress fakes racist note, blames law enforcement. This is a Texas waitress, apologized in July 2018, after blaming local law enforcement for an offensive note targeting Mexicans. Later admitted to writing the note herself. New York woman charged in September 2018 after police determined she fabricated a story about white teens yelling racial slurs at her and leaving a racist note on her car. December 2018. Several racist notes at Drake University, actually the work of one of the students who had been targeted by them. Here's University President Mary Martin. Marty Martin. That's a cool name, Marty Martin. The fact that the actions of the... That's like a movie name. Marty Martin. That's not a name anyone really has in real life. This university president has it, though. Drake. The fact that the actions of the student who has admitted guilt were propelled by motives other than hate does not minimize the worry and emotional harm they caused, but should temper fears. That is university president Marty Martin. And then, of course, the Covington cap fiasco, the Covington Catholic high school kids. And then, you know, anti-Semitic vandal in November 2018 turned out to be the work of a Democratic activist. So, I mean, just... Why wouldn't Jussie Smollett stage his own fake hate crime?
Why would he?
Why wouldn't he? Everybody else is doing it.
Anybody else been caught, though?
Well, not everybody. You know how many of these probably went uncaught?
Probably a
That they never found the perpetrator? Probably hundreds. I mean, yes, there are some fake hate crimes out there. But it is vogue to be a victim in the 21st century. 2019, it is total vogue to be a victim. And if you're not a victim, who are you? You're just a boring guy with a job. Nobody wants to be boring guy with job. People want to be edgy. You know, I'm persecuted. I got enemies. I got things after me.
I have to tell you this, though.
What?
I was coming out of a restaurant the other day, and somebody tried to mug me and take my wallet and was yelling anti-fat things at me. Just kidding.
Well, you're now a victim of a hate crime?
You fat ass!
That was me, Jack.
Oh, was it?
Push back from the trough. Anyway, it's vogue. It's vogue. It is what it is. It is really cool to be the victim of a hate crime in 2019. It's like buying a pair of Nikes, you know? You just invest a little money. You got the coolest, latest, edgiest gear. You're the latest victim. I don't know. Stuff like this makes you believe no hate crimes exist. We'll be back.
Talking 24 hours a day, the River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
We know that local business drives the local economy. Without local business, there is no Montgomery. As a locally owned business, we at Blue Water work hard every day to support local business.
Hey, this is Kika with Boost Mobile. We've been advertising through Blue Water Broadcasting for the past year. We've gotten great results. Our business has increased, and I would recommend them to anybody.
Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
Hi, this is Bo Goodson from the Goodson Group with the updated market report for real estate in the River Region. The MLS statistics tell us that we had a good year for selling and buying a home last year. In 2018, we switched from a buyer's market to a seller's market, and during the year, our supply of homes went down and the sales of homes went up. The average sales price of homes in the River Region is in the $160,000 price range, which is still lower than surrounding metropolitan areas, which is good news for buyers. My prediction for 2019 for real estate is as follows in the River Region. Sales will continue to increase this year. This is based on over four decades of being in this market and still actively selling and listing homes and keeping up with all the latest market trends. For an opinion about your home's value, call the Real Estate Source, the Goodson Group, at 551-0225 or email me direct, bogoodson@charter.net.
Let's have a chat about your debit card, the card you use for the things you buy every day. What if you could get cash back every time you bought those things? Well, now you can. Introducing Discover Cashback Debit. Just open a Discover bank account and start earning 1% cash back on up to $3,000 in debit card purchases every month automatically. Plus, there are no monthly fees or minimum balances. Now you can get cash back on the way you like to pay. Open a Discover bank account and get the debit card with cash back. Go to discoverbank.com/debit. Limitations apply. Excludes money market accounts. Discover Bank member FDIC.
O'Reilly. Stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts today and pick up 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil for $28.95. Plus, get a $10 O'Reilly Auto Parts gift card after mail-in rebate and earn double O rewards points with your purchase. Protect your engine with Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day. Limits apply. See store for details.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of The Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday at 11 a.m. to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you. That's every Saturday at 11 a.m.
the same kind of story that seems to come down from long ago. Two friends having coffee together when something flies by their window.
All right, guys, welcome back into News and Views. 22 minutes after 9 o'clock. He's F. Jackson Campbell III.
Hey, you darn.
I'm Baron Coleman. We'll be here till noonish, give or take. I did have to dip out a little early yesterday. And it was fun. We had a good time. We went to the Cattlemen's Association for the Southeast Livestock Exposition, Rodeo, Media Luncheon or something. Good lunch, though, man. Everybody got a ribeye and some potatoes and lima beans and a roll, blueberry cobbler, and ice cream. Don't you know I needed a nap yesterday? I went to bed at like 8:30. Not really. I went to bed about 9:30, but I've been going to bed earlier, and I feel better. I've been going to bed between 9 and 10, 9, 9:30, 10 o'clock, somewhere in there, and sleeping until like 5:30 or 6. I feel better. That sleep is underrated.
I guarantee it is.
You down half a bottle of CBD oil, you sleep all night. You don't wake up and pee three times.
I can't wait for March 10th.
March 10th.
March 10th.
What is March 10th?
Daylight savings time.
Why do you want daylight
savings? I love it.
Why?
I love it.
You lose an hour.
I don't
lose. More heart attacks the week after daylight savings, anything else, everybody rustling around, getting, hey, that's a good reason, that's a good excuse to start going to bed early and earlier right now, though. By the time March 10 rolls around, you go to bed by 8:30. Then all of a sudden, it's 9:30. I'm a favorite. John DeVoe, it is Friday, there are no rules.
Hey, Bear, what's that oil call again? CB what?
CBD. Charlie CBD Bravo oil. Delta.
Yeah. The old CBD oil. Yeah. That's made from marijuana, isn't it?
No, it's not. It's made from hemp.
Oh, from hemp.
Yeah.
Now, what's hemp?
Hemp is a plant.
They make rope with it.
Yeah, it's a plant.
Okay.
It's similar to the marijuana plant, but it doesn't have the psychoactive components.
I see. Well, Jack, listen, I was looking to see you last Saturday. Montgomery had its 20th annual vigil for victims of hate and violence in memory of Billy Jack Gator.
Yeah, I know some people that went, but I don't do events like that.
Oh, you don't? Why not?
I just don't like crowds.
Oh, I see. Well, it was a very, very nice event, and one is they gave out some awards to people that are active in the equal rights for same-sex people in our community.
You don't live in our community? What community do you live? I thought you lived in Montgomery. You're not here anymore?
I do live in Montgomery.
Where do you live?
I wasn't one of the honorees. I live in downtown. But they honored a young man that goes to Lamp School. He founded a support group for same-sex students at Lamp called Metamorphosis. And he told the story of a young man that joined their group that said that was the first time he was in an environment in school where he felt safe enough to tell anyone that he identified with being LGBTQ.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought that was, I thought that was very interesting. That it wasn't until he joined that support group for same-sex students at Lamp that he felt safe enough to tell anyone in a Montgomery public school that he too was, LGBTQS.
What does the S stand for? S?
S sissy. Q is queer, S is sissy.
It's the stupidest thing I've ever heard.
Well, as far as I know, the only difference between those two terms is in the American European community, they usually would call a gay person queer, and in the American African community, they usually would call a gay person a sissy.
This is the stupidest.
This is the single stupidest
conversation I've ever engaged in, though.
Can we just
go back to gay being like the catch-all? It covers everybody.
He's a lesbian?
Yeah, they're gay. I mean, why not? I appreciate your call. That was the. I feel like I lose IQ points.
Yeah, I mean, I can't keep up with all those damn letters.
When he added the S, I lost 10 IQ points. I'm now, you know, every time he calls, I go down. I'm like, I got to be in like the 40s now from talking to him over the years.
Oh, Baron, you have no patience.
No, it's not patience. It's just what a stupid conversation. What a ridiculously stupid, what a divisive conversation. Our community. It's Montgomery. You live in Montgomery, John. You live like 3 miles from the station. I know where you live. This is, you live in our community. I'm in your community. Why do you have to divide? Why does everything have to be so divide? Everybody on the left is divide, 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 divide. It leads to these fake hate crimes.
Nobody's recognizing the fact that I'm a sissy. I think I'll send a note to myself. Stage a fake hate crime so people raise sissy awareness. I'll put a what are those things called? A ribbon. I'll make a ribbon. It'll be yellow and pink. Sissy ribbon. Anytime someone asks, why do you have the yellow pink ribbon? I'll be able to stop and explain it. I'll raise sissy awareness.
It bothers me. Just be normal. Be a human. How often do I identify as a man who has sex with women? Honestly. How John DeVoe, every call is about men who have sex with men and women who have sex with women. Why does it matter who I have sex with? Why is that relevant to anything that we talk about on this program?
Well, it isn't.
It isn't. I wouldn't say my community. John isn't a part of my community. We have sex with women. John doesn't do that, so he's not part of my community. I want to raise heterosexual awareness. That's what I want to raise. It just bothers me. It's so divisive. I don't care who you have sex with. Stop talking about it. There. Tom.
Hello.
Hey.
Hey, I just wanted to ask you guys something. I'll hang up and listen to your opinion. About this woman that's wanting to come back to America with her baby, and she was married to three or four of those terrorists. I mean, do y'all think she ought to be able to be back, be allowed over here?
No, we covered that the last couple of days on, I think, two different times. No, absolutely not, 100%.
I don't.
Keep it over there. And I think it's hilarious that the president is spiking the football in her face.
Yeah.
You know what? I mean, I think it's great. I love it. He did it to Jesse yesterday, too. He spiked the football in his face, too.
I can't believe that. She slept. There was a movie one time, Sleeping with the Enemy.
Mm-hmm.
I forgot who played in it, but...
Hold on. The girl who played in Pretty Girl or Pretty Woman? Julia Roberts. Yeah.
Yeah. I think it was her. But I couldn't believe it. I'll tell you what, if one of the military people, if she come over here, if I was one of them after going over there losing a limb, I'd shoot her. My God, what? It don't make no sense. She's got that much nerve.
Okay, anyway. I appreciate it. Hot take.
All right, thank
hot
you, buddy.
Take. Yeah, hot take.
I don't like it either.
Well, I mean, I don't like it either, but, I mean, who's he trying to convince? I think everyone listening to our show is fine with her rotting in some Syrian jail. She's hot, though. I mean, I guarantee you there's somebody who would want her over here. You don't think so?
She's cute.
Oh, she's really cute. You just know they had their way with her. I mean, she went to ISIS. It's a lawless band of thugs. You know they raped her ridiculous amounts. She got over there. She thought it was she was romanticized. It's all the same thing. These 21 fake hate crimes I read about a minute ago. John DeVoe calling on all these divisive topics. This woman leaving America to go over to ISIS. It's all romanticization of the fact that America sucks. That's all it is. All these stories are the same thing. John DeVoe's call can be summed up with, America sucks. The fake hate crimes can be summed up at, America sucks. This woman wanting to leave and go join ISIS, America sucks. It's the whole left. That's their whole platform, is America sucks. Why would you be a leftist? I'm not saying leave, but you have got to believe there's no other country in the world where people are walking through deserts and dying to get there. Floating 90 miles on a raft made out of a porta potty to just maybe set foot in that country. There's no other country like that.
But there are millions of immigrants moving to Europe. Checkmate, MAGA boy.
No. They're escorted by boat. They get on a boat in Africa and they're escorted into Italy and Greece and all these and Spain. That's totally different. People risk their lives to come here.
America sucks. They don't recognize my sissiness.
Oh God Almighty, Baron.
That John DeVoe call rubbed me all kinds of the wrong
way. I know.
You know what the other thing about this is? All 21 of these fake hate crimes I just read about, including scumbag Smollett, every one of these was fine making people believe white people were horrific, awful, horrible people. Every one of the people who set out to do this wanted the world to believe white people were awful. White people suck. They're anti-Muslim, they're anti-gay, they're anti-bisexual, they're anti... What's this one? They're anti-black, anti-Muslim, anti-Jew. Every one of them faked a situation to make people believe your average working stiff middle-class white guy sucks. That's what all these fake hate crimes are about. Middle-class white guys suck. And that's what John DeVoe's call was about.
Well,
that's exactly what it was about. That's exactly what the Jussie Smollett thing was about. It's what all of it's about. It's all the same thing. That's what the left believes. America sucks. White people suck. Middle class people suck. Straight people suck. Everybody sucks. Unless you're a victim, then you're a hero. Then you're a hero. Unless you're a victim, then you're a hero. If you got a cause to wear a ribbon, by God, you don't suck. You're the only people that matter. If you don't have a ribbon, you can't vote. You don't have a say in things. Shut your mouth. Just keep working so you can pay the taxes to support all of us. We'll be back.
Who gets drunk next to you? And if I heaver, yeah, I know I'm gonna be the man who's heavering to you. But I would walk 500 miles and I would walk 500 more than be the man who walked 1,000 miles to fall down at your door. When I'm watching,
want to carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
Hey guys, Baron Coleman here for my friend Riley Manning at Riley Manning Painting. When you've been the gold standard in the painting contracting business for 49 years like Riley Manning Painting, you learn a thing or two about customer satisfaction and getting the job right. That's why he offers the Riley Manning Painting Guarantee. You pay only after the job is complete and only after you are satisfied. Every Riley Manning job comes with that A+ rating from the Better Business Bureau and trained professional painters. Give Riley Manning a call today, 799-1284, 799-1284, or check him out online, RileyManningPainting.com.
Hey, this is Lyle from Marguerite's Exquisite Jewelry. You know, sometimes you might have some jewelry that's just been sitting in the drawer, out of repair, something you're not going to ever wear again, but it's an asset and it has value. Bring it over to Marguerite's and let us give you an opinion on what you possibly can do with it. Whether you remake it, trade it, or even sell it to us and walk away with a check, all those are options. So anything with gold, diamonds, and gemstones, platinum, come bring it to Marguerite's, let us show it to you, and we'll give you a free idea.
Brittany here with Wholesale Hunter, your destination for hunting, shooting, and camping gear. We are located in Wetumpka at the intersection of Highway 14 and Fire Tower Road. Our storefront is open weekdays from 9 till 5, but you can visit us anytime at wholesalehunter.com. We carry a variety of firearms, ammo, optics, and relating supplies. Call us at 888-900-4868. Please stop by and see us in Wetumpka or visit our website at wholesalehunter.com. That's wholesalehunter.com. Again, wholesalehunter.com.
Hey, kids!
Hi.
Mom, seriously, thank you for taking them off my hands for a few days. I desperately needed the uninterrupted time to catch up on housework.
Oh, sweetheart, it's not a problem at all. I'm worried about you, though. Working so hard, shuffling the kids around.
I'm okay, Mom. I just need some catch-up time every once in a while. It's hard to clean when Asher needs a sandwich and Holden has flushed Kira's doll clothes and the cat has yacked up a hairball on the freshly mopped floor, all of which happened the day you so graciously came to the rescue. I don't know how you did it when we were young.
I had help. Here it is.
Southern Bell's Cleaning Service, 5460715.
Call Callant. The estimate's free. Let them help you by taking something off your plate, like cleaning the house. Who do you think's cleaning my house this very minute?
They're on time, bring their own supplies, do everything from full-service residential to post-construction cleanup. Southern Bell's Cleaning Service, 546-0715. Find them on Facebook at Southern Bell's Cleaning River Region.
How about 40% off on Thursday nights at Folcarelli's Pizza? Call 279-7431 and listen to the Health and Wealth Show with David Ernest. Weeknights at 7 on News Talk 93.1.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking, a family-owned company with competitive pay and great benefits. Good home time and new equipment arriving daily. Be a part of the family. Give Wiley Sanders a call at 855-777-9785.
Rich Thomas Weather.
We've got a couple of very warm February days ahead before some weather changes. Today, high temperature near 81, mostly cloudy with a few sun breaks, scattered showers and thunderstorms possible today, and a slight chance tonight, mid-60s for a low tonight. Tomorrow, slight chance of an afternoon shower or thunderstorm, otherwise very warm for February with a high temperature up to about 83. That would tie the record, by the way. Saturday night, showers and thunderstorms, some of which could become severe. Our weather app will keep you on top of any watches or warnings. Get it on your phone or tablet now. Go to the App Store, search Rich Thomas Weather. Sunday, cooler, high 66. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
ASC Credit Union, offering 90-day no-pay auto loans. Buy that ride today and pay nothing for 90 days. Offer expires March 31st, 2019. Other terms and conditions may apply, subject to change without notice. Contact a representative for further details. Equal opportunity lender. ASC Credit Union, your life, your goals, your credit union.
Guys, welcome back in. 39 minutes after 9 o'clock, 21 minutes to the top of the hour. Jack Campbell, Baron Coleman here with you every day from 9 to noon. Mr. Sandman is the place to go to get those fantastic mattresses. You want to sleep like $1 million?
No.
Well, go to Mr. Sandman. There's two locations right here in the River Region. Well, you go somewhere else then.
I know, but...
Mr. Sandman's amazing. 18 years voted the best mattress store right here in the River Region. Two locations, Millbrook, Highway 14 across from Dollar General, and also the Atlanta Highway location right across from Dairy Queen right here in beautiful Montgomery, Alabama, the land of great people. Great people. Beautiful, beautiful scenery, great people, great history. Lovely place to be. Lovely place to be. Even people like John DeVoe live here. Makes it even better. Get by Mr. Sandman, though. He's got all the name brands you covet. He's got the prices you can afford. He's got the service you need. And that's Mr. Sandman right there in both locations. Go by there when you get a chance. Save some money. And tell him that we're the ones who sent you his way. He'll appreciate it, and so will we. Jack Campbell, Baron Coleman here with you on a daily basis. Lori?
Morning, fellas.
How you doing?
Good. Hey, I just want to be totally like not politically correct for a second. First of all, none of us care what anybody's sexual preference is. Keep it in line. Don't break the law. Leave children alone and farm animals. Nobody cares. Second of all, if you want to go to another country and join a terrorist group and birth children with them, don't ask to come back. Your ass should sit right where you are. Oops, sorry for saying the A word. Third, when you do, like, the lady who went after Kavanaugh, what was her name? See, that's how it was.
Christy Blasey Ford.
She should be in jail.
I totally agree.
Jussie Smollett, they're considering their options at Fox about him being on Empire. You know, it's just... people are so stupid. And I feel like we get so distracted by all this other stuff. Why can't we just address the things that are really going on that matter in this world? Like, let's address human trafficking, human sex trafficking, the borders. Let's address welfare that is just BS. I mean, you come over here, sit on your rear end, have a bunch of kids, you get more money, more money, more money, more money. And I just kind of... I watch the news, and I'm just like, it almost is nauseating now. You know what I mean? It's just nauseating. Like, why is this woman even on the news? Because some left nut job is going to feel sorry for her? Because now she's stuck in Syria? Who cares? You made your choice. And if people burn the American flag, throw their butts in jail. It should be a crime. Be a crime, you know. I think with all the leaders that we've had in government before, people mistake America's kindness for weakness. You know what I mean? Because we've had the wrong people in charge. And I think Trump is exactly what the doctor ordered.
No, he's our reprieve. He's a chance. He's a chance to slow everything down, stop it, maybe even reverse it a little bit. If he has six more years, he might be able to do more reversing than we think. But I'm not 100% sure. I'm not 100% sure. I wonder. Lori, always good to hear from you. Don't be a stranger. 43 minutes after 9 o'clock. Jack Campbell, Baron Coleman here with you daily from 9 to noon. Mark.
Hey, I just wanted to kind of point out the silver lining of this ISIS lady wanting to come back to the United States.
Uh-huh.
She left during Obama, but apparently Trump has made it so miserable for the Daesh over there in the Middle East, and that our boys have put her through three husbands because her three previous husbands have been killed fighting for ISIS. You know, it should be a selling point for Trump. He's made it so terrible for ISIS that they're wanting to come back from their supposed paradise, and they keep going through husbands because our soldiers are sending them on to the 72 virgins.
During the time while Obama was funding ISIS, ISIS probably was an attractive place for women like this to want to go. They had an expanding territory. They had oil reserves. They had oil markets. They had postal services, libraries, schools. I mean, ISIS was a functioning nation. It was a functioning entity because the Americans were financing it. Your tax money was financing ISIS. And as a result, your tax money was financing their terrorist activities as well, not just their takeover for the caliphate. I mean, this is what Obama wanted. He wanted ISIS to have a caliphate. He wanted it to be in Syria and Iraq. He wanted it because what was going to happen is ISIS was going to take over Syria, and then they were going to finally get their gas pipeline through Syria because ISIS didn't care. You know, Assad cared, but ISIS didn't care. So that was their way out of that little jam they found themselves in. As soon as Trump got in there and pulled the plug and they were no longer an ongoing entity, it's like any other bankrupt organization. The rats flee for the hills. They all want to leave. And that's what's happening now.
I know I've been in limbo because of work, but is it too late or too long to do a teddy tidbit?
No. In fact, I have one of my own. I've been saving since Tuesday.
Time now for a Teddy Tidbit with Barron on News and Views.
I want to hear it, Mark.
Well, you know, talking about Trump and his reversal of a lot of things and then the fake media. And I know we've talked about how Theodore Roosevelt was the first to do a press room in the White House. But he is also the founder of presidential media spin, because before Theodore Roosevelt, reporters did not report on the president, but he reported to the media what he wanted to do in policy to spin Congress to vote for it. So it's another kind of similarity between the spin that the art of the deal that Trump does and between what Theodore Roosevelt did to enact things like the Conservation Act and the Food Stamp or the Food Safety Act, things like that.
Huh. That's a good little teddy tidbit.
what you got there, Baron.
All right. September 14th, 1901, 2:15 a.m., William McKinley died. The line of succession means that President Theodore Roosevelt is now president, right? They got to find him, though, and swear him in. Nobody knows exactly where he is. Where was he?
He was out in, I want to say, Montana on a hunting trip.
He was actually, no. He was on, he was in New York. He was in New York in the High Peaks region of the Adirondacks on a trip. Yep. In the middle of nowhere where there was no communication. It took him a long time to track him down. And it took him even longer to get back to Washington to finally get sworn in.
Well, did you realize that it took him so long to get back because he took a slower method of travel because they were expecting William McKinley to live? They weren't expecting him to die.
Well, he was shot, wasn't he?
He was, but he stayed alive for at least a couple weeks.
Yeah, I think it was like 30-something days.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah. But anyway, yeah, so he was on the summit of Mount Marcy in the Adirondack Mountains in New York when McKinley finally succumbed, and they had to send word to the base camp, and then somebody had... I mean, the vice president's out there scaling mountains in his spare time. Teddy Roosevelt is the baddest-ass human being that ever lived. I'm sorry. He's just dynamite. I got another... I didn't know whether to use that one. I have another Teddy tidbit, but it relates to something we talked about, so I'm going to give it some time before I bring it to you. But it's dynamite. It's something, in all the readings of Teddy Roosevelt, I'd never considered and didn't know.
Well, Lord willing, the creek don't rise. I will call again next week.
Sounds good, Mark.
Have a good one.
See you. Our number, 272-9228, if you want to get in. 272-9228. My friends over at Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall. That would be Miss Dot and the crew over there. Get by there when you get the opportunity. They've got everything. They've got a little bit of everything. They got dishes, furniture, decorations, vinyl. They've got they had an old mint-looking condition. I don't know about mint, but it was an old, really good condition Atari with all the games last time I was in there. Nah, not last time. About five times ago, actually. They just got cool stuff, man. You never know what's going to pop up in there. Antique, vintage stuff, clothes.
Mayri.
They got a whole cast iron collection there. You want a cast iron Dutch oven? They got one. I was just there the other day, and I saw one.
Those are cool.
Yeah, it's really cool. This is one of the big old antique heavy ones. Nice seasoned and all that. Get by Eastbrook Flea Market Antique Mall, Coliseum Boulevard, just off Atlanta Highway. More Jack Campbell, more Baron Coleman on the other side of the break. 11 minutes till the top of the hour.
You get with Greg, Rich, Jay, and Emily Hayes, three men and a lady. Mornings, 6 to 9 on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Hello, everyone. Robbie Pelt with Capital City Roofing. If you think about it, your home is your biggest investment in life. Your roof covers your home, so why jeopardize your biggest investment on a roofer you don't know anything about when you can deal with a reputable roofing company like Capital City Roofing? We have an A-plus better business rating and the best manufacturers and workmanship warranties available. We do all residential and commercial roofing applications that are certified through the manufacturer to ensure you get the best material and workmanship money can buy. We also have your project in our best interest before and after construction has been done. Don't hesitate to call us if you have any roofing issues or questions. We will match any of our competitors' price and give you the same great workmanship warranty. We also give free estimates. Give us a call today and let us show you the difference. 277-3311. That's 277-3311. Or you can check us out on the web at www.capitalcityroofing.com. Capital City Roofing. We capitalize the roofing industry.
Let's have a chat about your debit card. The card you use for the things you buy every day. What if you could get cash back every time you bought those things? Well, now you can. Introducing Discover Cashback Debit. Just open a Discover bank account and start earning 1% cash back on up to $3,000 in debit card purchases every month, automatically. Plus, there are no monthly fees or minimum balances. Now you can get cash back on the way you like to pay. Open a Discover bank account and get the debit card with cash back. Go to discoverbank.com/debit. Limitations apply. Excludes money market accounts. Discover Bank, member FDIC.
Oh, oh, oh.
O'Reilly.
Stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts today and pick up 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil for $28.95. Plus, get a $10 O'Reilly Auto Parts gift card after mail-in rebate and earn double O rewards points with your purchase. Protect your engine with Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day. Limit supply. See store for details.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
If it concerns your community, you'll hear about it on News Talk 93.1. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Outside of the coal mine. Cave.
Barely.
Barely. Every now and then you got to look in the cave and it's maddening. 272-9228 if you want to get in. This hour of the program brought to you in part by our good friends over at Midtown Pizza Kitchen. They got two locations, the High Point Shopping Center in Prattville, the Zelda Place location right here in beautiful Midtown Montgomery. Desirable Midtown Montgomery, place everybody wants to be. Midtown Pizza Kitchen, the special this week. Ooh.
Honey, hush.
They got that asparagus, cherry tomatoes, and pancetta. Pancetta, that's a seasoned pork belly, seasoned and cured pork belly. Really, really good meat. And that's over linguine, and it's in light red sauce. It's dynamite. But they've got all the Italian favorites you've come to love over the years, the award-winning pizzas, the appetizers, the desserts, the cheese bread, so much more. Midtown Pizza Kitchen for all your dining needs, catering, private dining room, and more. Get by there. Two locations. Get by one of the two locations and ask about it.
Basil. Of course, pesto is usually basil.
Yeah, well, most of the time.
The pesto chicken pasta is outstanding. Yeah. If you like pesto, it's great.
I believe you.
Yeah.
I believe you. Don.
Good morning.
Morning.
I've heard you said all the list of hoaxes. I'd like to make a comparison that I've yet to hear anybody make. In Chicago, they got pro football, pro basketball, pro baseball. Last week, there was a one-year-old shot in the head. I didn't hear one person come forward and say they were going to pay for the funeral. Compare that to Houston, where a child was killed in the back seat of a car by a drive-through, by where the mother said it was a white guy in a pickup truck, and she believed it for racist reasons. They had pro basketball players, pro everything, paying for the funeral, doing everything. NBC, CNN, all of them played it every 15 minutes. 2 weeks later, when they found out it was black guys in a car that just got the wrong car, it completely disappeared. And the thing that's different is who they thought the perpetrator was.
No, absolutely. I mean, it's a total double standard. There's no doubt about it. You're hitting it right on the nail.
And that's the ridiculousness of most of this stuff that's going on. Thank you for your time.
Thank you, Don. Don's trying to redeem himself.
That was a good call.
Yeah. I mean, if he called like that, I wouldn't call him the worst caller on talk radio. Red Top.
Hey, good morning, guys.
Morning.
How you doing?
I'm doing good. It is beautiful. It is spring. Yesterday afternoon, I was lucky to see this for the second time. In a span of 30 minutes, the dogwood bloomed in my backyard. And if you've ever been able to see it happen or see the leaves unfold, it is truly magnificent.
That's wonderful.
Late in the afternoon, and it only takes a few minutes, a little breeze, and all of a sudden they pop right out of the limb and they open up. It's truly amazing.
That's cool.
You've never seen that?
I've never seen them, you know, open up in front of my very eyes.
Well, you know what? You can see it this time of year, but it's between 4 and 5 in the afternoon. And I've made a record of this a few years now. You can see it happen. No time-lapse photography. If you got kids, take them outside, and they'll be in total amazement.
That's cool.
It's like God came down and opened up a flower in just a few minutes. So this is the second time I've witnessed this. Next year, I'm going to get a camera out because this is
Well, it's
fantastic.
Funny you mention that because yesterday I left for work in the morning and the bush to the, I guess, south side of my house was green. And I got back yesterday afternoon, and it was bright pink. Everything had bloomed on it during the day.
Isn't that amazing?
Yeah.
How something can grow that fast instantaneously and produce a flower.
And I'm telling you, the azaleas I just saw in the last couple of days, their little buds starting to poke out, they'll do the same thing. And in just a day, all the azaleas will be pink in the yard.
Yes. Well, you watch them. If you get home in the late afternoon, that's when it always happens.
Well, I'll check it out. Actually, I won't be
home. If you want to believe and witness the miracle of life, and humble yourself, you watch that, you go, well, hey, there ain't a damn thing I can do in my whole life that comes close to that. That is a miracle. On another subject, I've been listening to interviews and a lot of stuff about Bernie, and you know what? Bernie is the whole Democrat platform. Everything they're talking about is Bernie's ideas, and I think he's going to win the nomination. I've been listening to interviews with folks between 18 and 30, they got the burn bad, and they act like nothing has even happened in the past 2 years. These people are delusional. It's scary, and I think he's going to get the nomination. Democrats are already starting to trash him like mad guys.
No, he's not going to get the nomination.
I don't know what they're going to do to stop him this time, but he's damn powerful. It really gives me the creep because his ideas are insane.
Oh, yeah.
But he'd be dealing with the Republican Senate. He's not going to,
It'd be great to have him as the nominee, though.
Oh, man. Just
it
a
would
true.
Be great.
You talk about two polar opposites.
Yes, sir. Yeah. So, y'all watch this weekend. Watch how they're starting to trash Bernie. They're already talking about how much his plans are going to cost, which is all the plans they wanted to bring up.
Exactly.
It's a beautiful contradiction of people that are very confused and dumb. Roll Tide, go Trump, guys.
See you later. I just can't wait to see who they nominate out of that.
I just want
field
to see,
of.
I just want to see the process. It goes back to what we were saying earlier. I want to see the process because what you'll have is inevitably division, derision. My group's more important than your group. My group's more intersectional than your group. It's just fantastic. I can't wait for it to happen. It's just going to get absolutely bananas and bonkers.
76 was the same way. It was wild on the Democrat side.
We need one of those. We need a good wild. We haven't had a good wild Democrat in a primary in a while. Last year was boring.